USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States might return to a sense of normalcy by the end of the year.
These are all estimates, and so many things can happen to modify that.
The infectious disease expert also says the UK COVID-19 variant will likely become the dominant virus in the United States by the end of next month.
The good news about that is that the vaccines that we are distributing now, the Moderna and the Pfizer, work very well against that UK.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is signing a major federal disaster declaration request following water issues across the state. Abbott says the request, if signed, will help Texans apply for FEMA money.
That individual assistance will assist them with funding to restore damage to their homes to the extent that it is not covered by private insurance.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Life expectancy in the United States is going down.
A new data analysis from the CDC shows life expectancy in the U.S. took a dramatic drop after 1 year of the coronavirus pandemic. A baby born in the first 6 months of 2020 can expect to live 77.8 years, down from 78.8 years in 2019. That's the lowest level since 2006. One of the study's authors notes that U.S. life expectancy hasn't taken that big of a drop in a single year since World War II. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Spring break may be canceled at some colleges and universities, but interim police chief Frank Souza says that's not stopping people from heading to Fort Lauderdale Beach for a little rest and relaxation.
We understand there's a lot of angst to get out and enjoy our beautiful weather and our beautiful beach, but we're just asking for cooperation from our college students that do decide to come to Fort Lauderdale, and we're also asking for some patience in light of the pandemic.
Spring break enforcement beginning Monday on Miami Beach. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tax filing season is now underway after a delayed start, and it's expected to bring challenges and confusion as taxpayers and the IRS navigate pandemic-related issues, including some pertaining to stimulus checks. I had a chance to catch up with Paul Miller. He's the founder of Miller & Company, LLP, an accounting firm based in New York City. He shares with me some things we need to remember when we're getting ready and getting organized regarding our taxes.
I would try to tell everybody, be as organized as you possibly can. Bring in your annual credit card statements. Bring in all of your income that you've made. Recognize if you've received any gifts, especially if you received a foreign gift. And ask questions. Your last year's return, you know, everybody says last year's a good baseline. It may be, but this is a one-off year where last year may not be indicative of what's going to happen. So I'm telling every one of my clients, ask them, we send out mass emails. Do you have a Robinhood account? Have you traded in a virtual currency? The government specifically asks you that question on the return. What sold or traded in the currency or holding it? Whether or not you've moved. A lot of people might have moved this year and are working remotely, and maybe they have to file in a non-resident state that they've never done before.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.